Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mark Peterson down Stanton way. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, we want to talk about Practical Farmers of Iowa. And I want some background on that, but let's first start out with you have an event coming up this weekend.
Yes, we do. Our annual conference is coming up this weekend. It does begin with a couple, they call them short courses. It's the longest course in the book for the weekend, so I'm not quite sure how they come up with the name. But anyway, there's two short courses on Thursday. I do know that the one is filled up. There is, the last I knew, some room available in the other one. And the one that has the room available is called Restoration Agriculture 101, and that will start at 1 o'clock on Thursday.
What's that? Just a sentence of what's that about?
Well,
I assume it's kind of going back to basics and hanging on to the soil.
I don't have...
That's okay. I'm just guessing it's kind of back to basics, and let's keep our soil and let's keep be sustainable. Because that's kind of what Practical Farmers is about. So, okay, after the short courses, then what happens?
After the short courses at 1 o'clock on Friday, or 12:30, I guess, actually, is the start of the actual conference, and there are a total of 26 sessions available between Friday afternoon and Saturday. I guess they're on topics anything from cover crops that will interest row crop farmers to, I know there's a couple of sessions that talk about high tunnels, there's sessions that talk about livestock, there's sessions that will fit just about everybody that have any kind of an agricultural background that want to learn more.
If you can't find something you want to know about in 26 sessions, I think you have a problem. Because even if it was a topic that you have been to before, there's always something new.
That is correct. That is, they try and keep them fresh every year, not cover the same topics. This year, there is, for the row crop farmers, and not just for row crop farmers, but for those of us involved in that, there are sessions on cover crops that go pretty much all the way through from Friday afternoon till the end of the sessions on Saturday. I know Friday afternoon we've got Gabe Brown from North Dakota coming to speak, and anybody that's familiar at all with row crops will know the name Gabe Brown. And if you don't, I have not had the pleasure of hearing him speak as of yet, but from my understanding, if you haven't heard him speak, you should.
Yes, you are looking forward to that. And so this says to me, you can kind of specialize, that there's a number of those sessions on kind of related to one topic, or you can just go crazy and pick here and pick there, depending on your interests.
Absolutely. My wife and I were looking and kind of trying to decide what we were going to go to, and there's some of the other topics covered. There's one called Estate Planning for the Farm, and I know on our place that is not up to snuff as it should be. Efficient and Effective Family Meetings, I mean, that pretty well covers the gamut as far as farmers go. Practical Oak Production 101, Telling Your Farm Story to Make a Difference. There's going to be a couple sessions. I know there's one that will have district conservation folks in that will be discussing the nutrient reduction strategy. So there's something for everybody
you
there.
Bet. Well, let's now kind of go, we've talked about these topics, and maybe some people, if they haven't heard of Practical Farmers of Iowa, are going, okay, why should I go to this? I'm a beginning farmer. Or why should I go to this? Because I've been farming for 60 years. You know, let's talk a bit about the background of Practical Farmers of Iowa. What are you all about?
Practical Farmers was started in 1985 as a ridge tillers club, actually. Dick Thompson and his wife Sharon and some other folks up kind of in the Boone area started Practical Farmers at that time to support ridge tillers. And from there, it's grown into a very wide group of agriculture folks. The common link, I would say, is the amount of on-farm research that we do. That is what kind of ties everybody together, whether you happen to be an organic vegetable grower in eastern Iowa or a row crop farmer in northwest Iowa or whatever. what seems to tie us all together is the on-farm research. The thing that's interesting about the research, it is set up by the farmer, pretty much. Yeah, we've got some broad topics that we're trying to get more information on, but within that, a farmer can say, you know, this is what I really want to research on my farm, and the person that is in charge of that is good about helping folks get set up to do a trial like they'd want on their farm to prove or disprove whatever particular thing it is that they're interested in, whether it be varying nitrogen rates to try and be more efficient with that, or, you know, we'll cover crops, increase, decrease, or hold your yield the same. Any kind of topic pretty much that you can think of. Now, there's a certain amount of topics that we have extensive research on already, and if it's been replicated, duplicated many, many times, you know, maybe it's one that really doesn't need to be hammered out again, and all that research is available in our archives so a person can get in there and check it out. But if it's something that is in need of more research, we're glad to help try and get it set up so that a person can find out for themselves. Okay.
And you, as I recall, you do have the support or work with Iowa State University.
Yes, there is a lot of work done with Iowa State University.
But this is research done on the farms. As you say, you decide what's going to be researched, and then you do it right out there in your own fields, your own pastures, your own whatever you have there. So, and then you have a great time sharing all of this information.
Absolutely. We have another conference once a year. It's our planning event for the next year's research, but along with that cooperators banquet, we call it, but along with that, we also highlight a lot of the research that's been done in the past year so that everybody gets a chance to look at it then. And as I say, it is available online at our website.
Okay. And what is your website?
www.practicalfarmers.org.
Okay. The two words, practicalfarmersaltogether.org.
Yes. And it is farmers with an S.
Okay, good to know. And you know, if you just Google, well, use your search engine and put in "Practical Farmers of Iowa," it'll come up.
Yes, that is correct. And as far as the conference goes, it is a very affordable conference. I know my wife and I am going on Thursday to one of the short courses, and with that included, and for both of us, Friday and Saturday, and some meals and everything, I think we had figured it was a grand total of $169 for everything. Now, if you want to show up Saturday morning and only go to a couple courses then, you can do that. If you want to show up Friday afternoon just to listen to Gabe Brown, you can do that. There's fees that apply for whatever part of the program you want. And at this time, that probably is the best way to do it, is just register when you show up at the front desk. There is a phone number if you want more information that way. The phone number for Practical Farmers is 515-232-5661.
You know, we've talked about the content. We've talked about now the fee. We haven't told people where it's at.
Oh, that's true. It's
Iowa.
Sheman Center, Ames, Iowa is where the bulk of it is being held. There are a couple of events being held elsewhere, but everything is in Ames.
All right, so it's relatively central, not quite for those northeast folks, but for southwest folks, hey, that's not a very long drive. You just get to Ames and find Sheman. And in addition, Mark, and we're visiting with Mark Peterson from Stanton, and it's visiting with everybody else. That's another way to spread all that experience.
The synergy and the networking that goes on there, it's worth the price of admission just for that. And it's really interesting. I happen to be a row crop farmer, not a real large one as far as acres go, but we are conventional as far as full use of herbicides and everything. But you get up there, you might have a chance to visit with an organic vegetable farmer from northeast Iowa or southeast Iowa or wherever. You may talk to a conventional livestock producer. You may talk to an organic livestock producer. The thing that I find in visiting with them, everybody feels that they're on the same plane, as a very inquisitive group, always curious. The founder, Dick Thompson, that's one thing that he was big on, is always asking questions. And I know one of his famous sayings was, that's the latest word, but that's not the final word.
All right.
And unfortunately, Dick passed away this previous fall, fall of 2013. Quite a gentleman, and always inquisitive. You know, he was willing to try almost anything on his farm, but there was very few things that were done on his farm that he didn't ask, do I need to do this in this field?
And is it profitable? Well, Mark,
yes.
Again, if you want to know more about this, just put in your search engine Practical Farmers of Iowa, and you'll find about the conference that's going on this weekend and more about the organization. And we want to thank you very much, Mark Peterson.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought from a smart old farmer. Live good and honorable life. Then when you get older and think back, you'll enjoy it a second time.